The Grand Canyon this week celebrated the centennial of its becoming a national park. But there are maintenance needs there and a backlog of projects that need to be done. Across the national park system, there were more than $11 billion worth of deferred maintenance projects in the 2017 fiscal year. That's according to the National Park Service. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke about the needs at Grand Canyon National Park with Mindy Riesenberg, Director of Marketing and Communications at Grand Canyon Conservancy, which is the nonprofit partner of the park. And he asked her how big the backlog of maintenance projects is that need doing there.
Well, we have a backlog of about $370 million at Grand Canyon National Park. And that includes mostly an aging water system, the pipeline, and trail deterioration, as well as roads like Desert View.
Has that changed at all? I mean, have you been able to get money to get any of those projects, if not done, at least started?
Sure. One of the things that Grand Canyon Conservancy does is we raise funds, private funds, to help out in some of these areas. So, for example, in the trail restoration area, we have already put money into doing Hermit Trail. We're working on Bright Angel Trail right now. So some of those things are actually getting done. I would say that the biggest issue is the Trans Canyon pipeline. And that is something that has aged very, very poorly. You know, it tends to break 5 to 30 times a year. And this is the pipeline that brings water from a spring on the north rim to the south rim. And it's really the sole source of potable water for park visitors and for residents and for the concessioners. And this Trans Canyon pipeline is definitely outdated. It's outlived its usefulness and needs to be worked on. And they've started working on it a couple of years ago to an extent, but not to the point where the whole thing is replaced yet.
Well, you mentioned that sort of the biggie on the list. I mean, do you have a cost estimate and maybe a time estimate and how easy or difficult to estimate it would be to make that happen?
Well, the cost estimate on the entire Trans Canyon pipeline would be about a little bit more than $150 million. And like I said, they did start working on it in 2015, but it could take quite some time to get those repairs done. I would say that might take several years. And they have started it, but it just takes a lot of money, a lot of time. And then we continue to have breaks where, you know, they have to shut down the water services. So some of the people might be down at Phantom Ranch camping. They may not be able to get any water. There might not be water at some of the rest stops, which is very dangerous, especially in the summertime. So, you know, it's one of those things that we're looking to do, but the weather also impacts that. So, of course, we just had the big snowstorm, so you really can't work on it.
Right.
It's just a huge project.
Well, I mean, it seems like the kind of thing where if that pipeline breaks, that seems like an expense. And I mean, forget the inconvenience and the, as you say, potential danger of not having water. But I mean, you have to fix it. And that, I would imagine, does not come cheap either.
No, it does not come cheap. You know, so we're looking at government money. We're looking, it's, you know, and money from Grand Canyon Conservancy, but the bulk of it is going to be government money. And some of that comes from the park fee, the entrance fees, which we just lost a bunch of money on that with the shutdown. So, you know, I mean, our daily entrance fees that would have covered some of this, imagine a month's worth of losing that. I mean, we have 6.25 million visitors a year at the canyon. So imagine the amount of money that was lost just in that shutdown.
So you mentioned that part of your job is raising private money to help some of these projects along. How big of a role does private money play relative to other sources of money to do some of these projects?
I would say depends on the project. I would say that for the pipeline, that's going to be mostly government money. But when it comes to the trails and the trails around the rim and the restoration of historic buildings, all of the educational programming, the Dark Skies Initiative, most of that is coming from Grand Canyon Conservancy and from private donors.
Well, is there any measure of optimism that these projects, you know, the water pipeline, all the trail restoration that needs to be done, is there any measure of optimism that those will actually get done?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we do see the pipeline on the horizon. I think just some of this governmental stuff that's going on right now with the shutdowns, some things got slowed down. And so, you know, and with the administration that we have right now, it's not one of their top priorities, unfortunately. When it comes to the trails, we are working on them now. And that is money that Grand Canyon Conservancy is putting into Grand Canyon National Park. So you can absolutely see the trails being worked on when you come to the park.
That's Mindy Riesenberg, Director of Marketing with Grand Canyon Conservancy. Mindy, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks so much.